Do you have a habitual sorry complex? I'm a survivor of the sorry complex problem, and now it's one of my biggest pet peeves when I encounter other people who have it. Before you say you're sorry, are you really not sorry? Maybe you're not sorry and you are just saying you're sorry out of habit. Obviously, there are some things to be genuinely sorry about, and you should apologize in those situations. However, if you are saying sorry to something that's not your fault or out of your control, then stop saying sorry. My sorry complex developed because I didn't want to get in trouble with the person I was talking to or was afraid that person wouldn't like me anymore. I also felt like saying sorry could get me out of an uncomfortable confrontation quicker, but it didn't do that, and actually, it often made it worse. Sorry can communicate empathy if used properly, but it can also communicate weakness if used improperly and too frequently. The pitch challenge today: if you have a habitual sorry complex, examine the real issue behind why you keep using this word. Maybe it's lack of confidence or fear of rejection. Force yourself to stay silent instead of saying sorry. Silence provides space between you and the other person, but doesn't admit guilt. Instead of sorry, say what you really mean. Like, when you speak to me that way, I feel disrespected. Or, I'm not sure how to respond, but this conversation is making me uncomfortable. Reserve the word sorry for true empathetic responses like a loss of life or bad behavior. If you overuse and water down the meaning of sorry, you won't be able to effectively use it when you really need to be sorry.